Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. On January 13th, 1910, Lee DeForest, the American inventor of the vacuum tube, broadcasts a live performance of Enrico Caruso from the Metropolitan Opera.
Lee, our cat had kittens, a million of them.
Why is it that I, intrepid inventor Lee DeForest, has been reduced to this squalid state of being buried in cat dander? If only I could get some sort of brilliant idea to solve this problem.
Lee, we can't keep them all. We're poor. We can't find
I realize this, wife. I'm trying to think here.
Excuse me. I'm the director of the Metropolitan Opera. I need a pet. I'm very lonely. I was wondering if you could help me.
No. Okay. We have no pets for you. I'm busy thinking here.
Oh, but that looks like a small, very adorable
cat. Said I was thinking.
Lee.
Good day, sir.
Me.
I've got it, wife.
No.
I will invent the vacuum tube.
I had a really good idea, though.
Well, what is it?
He can have this small, very loud kitten named Enrico.
Why, if I could only teach that cat Italian, we may have an opera on our hands.
That is a good idea, wife. That cat is horrible.
Come, Enrico.
Now do something about the rest of them, Lee.
You're my newest star.
And the Enrico Caruso performance at the Metropolitan Opera was a resounding success, due in part to every ticket coming with a free baby kitten, which is how Lee DeForest made absolutely certain he did not have more pets than he could financially support. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.